Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladav.
Good morning, Vic. How are you?
Good morning, Kat. Very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Very good to speak to you. You do sound very far away, though. Vic, can we get an update from you on that that synagogue in Sydney?
Yes, certainly. Does this sound better?
Yeah, it does. It sounds like it's got less of an echo.
Okay, so about that synagogue, very simply and very briefly, it's actually business as usual. The synagogue now has a new name. It was called South Head Synagogue for the last half century. It's now called Kilat Kedima. It's the same building. It's the same physical infrastructure and the same members who are back. And the only difference is the rabbi who was there for the last half a century is no longer there. But otherwise, everyone's back and the synagogue is operating and functioning and under a new name. So that's where we are.
So what's happened with the rabbi?
Well, he's in the United States as we speak, but that's for a sort of family simcha, I understand. And he's apparently due back in the country at the end of the year. And it remains to be seen what he will do. But as of now, he's no longer running the synagogue. There's a new Rabbi Benji Levy, former South African parents, who's actually the head of Jewish Life, is his title, at Moriah College, our largest Jewish school. And he's running services, I understand, and for Yontif. And what happens to the former rabbi, I guess it will have to be played out in the fullness of time.
Yeah. It's quite a bizarre situation. I mean,
when one speaks to people who are members and long-time members, there seems to be, and this is nothing scientific about this, certainly not a survey of any sort, but just speaking anecdotally, there seems to have been quite a number of people who said, yes, they are passionate about the shul. They've been there for, I was speaking to someone just today, four generations in that shul, and so feel very passionately about it, but felt that it was time for a new injection of blood. And I've heard that sentiment a lot. Obviously, again, as I said, there's nothing scientific about that. It's not a survey of any sort. But I have heard that sentiment put forward, and obviously there are those who wanted the former rabbi to stay on, but that situation has changed.
Is the shul going to take care of the rabbi though, Vic?
Well, I do know, and it was reported in the Australian Jewish News that he was offered. It was reported in the paper, so public knowledge, that he was offered over $1 million to part company, and there has been no meeting of minds on that, and where that situation is, I do not know. That's obviously something to be resolved between the current board of the shul and the former rabbi.